Blind Geek Zone podcast number 15 for September 5th, 2007. Hey, this is Rick, and I'm coming to you today from the outdoors. I'm out in my backyard, and I thought I'd give my Plantronics headset a go outside with my Olympus WS320. And did a test recording here a couple minutes ago, and everything come out pretty good. The headset works pretty well with the Olympus. Doesn't seem to be too hot for it or anything like that. The outside noises seem to come through pretty good. So, just wanted to talk to you a bit today about what's been going on the last couple of weeks. I hadn't did any podcasts since August 13th. And we had some construction going on here at the house. We had our roof redone and our aluminum siding replaced with vinyl siding. And had our downspouts and gutters replaced. And had a front porch rebuilt. So it was kind of noisy and just really didn't get a chance to do any kind of podcasting or tutorial recording or anything like that up until this last week. So some of the things that are going on right now is I've started recording some podcasts again, some tutorials. I've just finished an SK Reed tutorial that I put up on the website yesterday. SK Reed is a utility that works with Skype that allows you to hear when contacts are changing their status, tells you who's calling you, gives you some information when you call out from Skype, things like that. Some of the other podcasts that I'm going to be working on this week as well and next week are a Nero 7 podcast. I've been noticing some problems with the latest build of Nero 7 with JAWS. It crashes it. And a couple other people have also told me the same thing, that, you know, it's been crashing on them as well. So I've been able to, back up my findings here. You know, at first I thought it was just my machine and, you know, Nero running on it, but apparently that's not so. So I'm going to be doing a podcast demonstrating that problem and how it works with the other screen readers and, you know, where it doesn't seem to crash or anything. Another podcast that I'm going to be doing is another podcast for Outlook Express. Just going to do some more basics with that. I'm getting into a breeze here. It's a nice day out. It's about 85, nice and sunny, and just feels really good outside. Another thing that I wanted to talk about, I'm going to be doing some podcasts and blogging on, is I'm building a new computer for here to run Vista on, and we'll be talking about that more. It should be a really nice computer. And I'll be talking about all the different parts and stuff that I purchased and where I got it and why I made the decisions that I did for the parts that I got. And, you know, things like that for anybody interested in possibly building a computer for themselves. Oh, another thing. Let's see. Trying to think here. Petitions. I wanted to talk a little bit about petitions. There are a lot of petitions going around here lately for accessibility issues, various websites. And the latest one that I've seen is from Sarah Alawami, who does a lot of the Skype stuff and a lot of other audio things. On www.mary.org, she has a link to a petition for MySpace. MySpace is a social website that a lot of people use. And it's becoming more and more inaccessible to the blind. It used to be that the only thing you really couldn't do was sign up. You know, you had to get somebody sighted to help you sign up. And, you know, while we shouldn't have to do that, I didn't consider it that big a deal because once you got in, you could pretty much do everything else. But since I've been on over the last few months, I've noticed the CAPTCHA issue has been getting worse there. It's been being used more and more for just, you know, when you change your profile or you send messages out to other people on MySpace, you know, the CAPTCHA comes up. So it's really getting to the point that, you know, we can't do a whole lot on MySpace. So Sarah has a petition there that she is getting signatures for, and I would like everybody to consider signing that petition, you know, especially those of you who want to use MySpace. And the Yahoo petition is still going on, and I have a link to that at my website. And forget the link directly to the petition, but there's a link right at the top of my site, so you can go there. And there's been a lot of signatures there, well over 1,000, might even be 2,000 by now, but, you know, we need to keep signing that, you know. We need, you know, the same accessibility as the sighted do on Yahoo, MySpace, and other websites that are now also using audio, or not audio CAPTCHA, but visual CAPTCHA more and more. And that is about it. I don't have a whole lot for the Blind Geek Zone podcast this time, but I did want to get a podcast out because people are always, ooh, that's nice, walked right into a shed. You know, everybody's always looking for it, and I just wanted to make sure I got something out this week and let everybody know why I hadn't had any lately. And hopefully next time we'll have something a little more than just me running off at the mouth and just jibber-jabbering. So, thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Right now, Yahoo's graphical visual verification prevents full independent access by blind and visually impaired computer users to many of the company's services. Pictures can't be interpreted or automatically conveyed using Braille or speech access devices. Until an accessible alternative is made available, people with vision loss can't see the code to be entered into the box to be granted admission. Tell Yahoo you want them to provide an alternative way for blind and visually impaired users to verify their human status. If you close your eyes, don't get caught by the CAPTCHA. Visit www.blindwebaccess.com and sign the Yahoo Accessibility Improvement Petition today. www.blindwebaccess.com. When you sign the Yahoo Accessibility Petition, you not only help yourself, but you'll be helping others. Sign the Yahoo Accessibility Petition today.
Here's my contact information. My website is the Blind Geek Zone. The address is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. That's R-H-A-R-M-O-N 928. My MSN contact information is rharmon928@hotmail.com. My email address is rharmon, that's R-H-A-R-M-O-N, @blind-geek-zone.net. If you have any questions or comments on any of the audio recordings I've done, any of the podcasts, tutorials, or demos, please feel free to contact me. If you're in need of training or technical support or website development assistance, please feel free to contact me. If you have any other comments or suggestions, please feel free to contact me.